New York Times prints another anti-Israel cartoon amid anti-Semitism scandal rocking newspaper. By Matthew Boyle on April 29, 2019. The New York Times printed a second anti-Israel cartoon on Saturday in its international edition. A development that comes in the wake of the newspaper having run an anti-Semitic cartoon on Thursday, retracting it on Saturday, and then, later on Sunday, apologizing for running it. This second cartoon depicts Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu wearing a robe and holding up what looks like a tablet with a Star of David on it. It depicts Netanyahu as blind and holding a selfie stick, taking a photo of himself. Times spokeswoman Danielle Rhodes-Ha did not immediately respond to Breitbart News's request for comment on Monday morning in response to this revelation. But the second cartoon was roundly criticized by the pro-Israel community. Anti-Defamation League, ADL, CEO Jonathan Greenblatt ripped the Times for printing it. As did several pro-Israel media outlets and political leaders. The second cartoon was published on the opinion pages of the international edition of the New York Times on Saturday in print. It comes after the Times previously, last Thursday on those same pages, printed an anti-Semitic cartoon that the paper retracted on Saturday morning. That original anti-Semitic cartoon depicted a blind President Donald Trump wearing a skull cap being led by Netanyahu, who was portrayed as a dog on a leash whose collar bore the Star of David. As some experts have pointed out, that first cartoon has striking resemblance to a literal Nazi propaganda cartoon from 1940 that showed a Jewish man on a leash leading British Prime Minister Winston Churchill around. The Times was roundly criticized for publishing that first cartoon. And less than two full days after originally publishing it, the newspaper retracted it and admitted it was anti-Semitic and an error of judgment to publish it. A political cartoon in the international print edition of the New York Times on Thursday included anti-Semitic tropes, depicting the Prime Minister of Israel as a guide dog with a Star of David collar leading the President of the United States, shown wearing a skull cap. The initial editor's note on Saturday retracting the image reads, "The image was offensive, and it was an error of judgment to publish it. It was provided by the New York Times News Service and Syndicate, which has since deleted it." So the Times then came out late Sunday with a second statement on the first anti-Semitic cartoon, issuing an actual apology this time, and blaming the incident on a single editor and a lack of proper editorial oversight process, promising significant changes, and said the newspaper was conducting a mass internal investigation into what happened and who was responsible. "We are deeply sorry for the publication of an anti-Semitic political cartoon last Thursday in the print edition of the New York Times that circulates outside of the United States, and we are committed to making sure nothing like this happens again," the New York Times said in its second statement. "Such imagery is always dangerous, and at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise worldwide, it's all the more unacceptable. We have investigated how this happened and learned that, because of a faulty process, a single editor working without adequate oversight downloaded the syndicated cartoon and made the decision to include it on the opinion page. The matter remains under review, and we are evaluating our internal processes and training. We anticipate significant changes." Rhodes-Ha has not replied when asked by Breitbart News repeatedly whether the Times will make all of its internal investigation findings public, including underlying documents like emails and text messages. She has similarly not answered when asked the identity of the specific editor the Times now says is responsible for that first anti-Semitic cartoon, and whether that person still works for the Times, and if so, whether that person has faced any other consequences short of termination for this admitted lapse in editorial judgment. Rhodes-Ha similarly did not provide when offered the opportunity anyone from the New York Times to explain the publication's position and handling of this for a series of segments on the scandal brewing inside the newspaper on Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel on Sunday evening. But, during the show, several top supporters of President Trump lambasted the Times for its handling of this matter, saying it proves the paper is what they have been saying it is all along. Listen to Rep. Bradley Byrne on Breitbart News Sunday. Corey Lewandowski, President Trump's former campaign manager, added on Breitbart News Sunday that the Times should fire the people responsible for this, and that the only reason this abhorrent situation is not dominating news is because the Times is a left-wing paper and the anti-Semitic cartoons were critical of Trump and Netanyahu, both conservatives. If a conservative outlet had done this to a Democrat or a leftist, Lewandowski argued, it would be handled much differently by most of the media. Listen to Corey Lewandowski on Breitbart News Sunday. President Trump, meanwhile, on Monday morning noted that the Times has not apologized to him, the target of the Times' anti-Semitism, even though the paper did apologize generally for the publication of the anti-Semitic cartoon. Greenblatt of the ADL added that the overdue apology was not enough, and called for sensitivity training for Times staff on anti-Semitism. The newspaper continues, even days later dragging into a second week, to not be transparent about this matter. Rhodes has still not answered whether the Times will publicly provide all of the findings of the newspaper's internal investigation, including underlying source documents, and will not answer what structural problems led to the publication of the two cartoons. Rhodes has also not answered whether anyone has been held accountable to date, what changes are being made, what structural issues still exist, and whether the Times can be trusted in the future not to push such anti-Israel content now that it has done so repeatedly. It remains to be seen what happens next, but this appears to be just the beginning for the New York Times.